And now Hilda, alongside Creative Space Gallery owner Tanya Browett, joins us in the studio to discuss the exhibit Moving Audiences in Sydney. Hilda and Tanya, thank you for speaking to us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hilda, I'll begin with you. So you have a background working in social welfare with a keen interest in identity and culture. What influenced your decision to choose photography as the medium to best affect social change?
So when I moved to Australia about 13 years ago, I worked at a women's refuge, and then I worked as a family caseworker for quite a while. And I bought my first camera 8 years ago, and that was really just for the reason of self-care, to escape, to do my own thing. And I photographed everything and everyone I met, and slowly but surely I started being pulled in by people's stories. And yes, so it was kind of a slow progression.
Like an organic process.
That's right, totally. Yeah.
So what are your memories of apartheid at such a young age? Did the volatile political and cultural climate of the time affect you directly?
It probably didn't affect me directly. I grew up in a middle-class white neighbourhood. 15 minutes drive from my house, there was one of the biggest townships, an informal settlement called Mamelodi. And as a child, I was blissfully unaware of what was really going on in South Africa. But as I became older, I started seeing the inequality. And it was a visit to Mamelodi that opened my eyes. And there I saw for the first time how most South Africans live. So the impact on me is obviously not as great as it is on other people, but I've always had a tremendous feeling of guilt when I think about the colour of my skin. And I suppose this body of work was kind of an exploration of that as well.
Right, and so your portraits are all quite different. Did the stories of the subjects photographed influence the creative process for each?
Yes, I like to visit families or the people I photograph at their home, and I think that's a comfortable environment to work in. When I photographed the people in Australia, we did it with a plain background. I really wanted their faces to stand out, especially two women who came to Australia as refugees. And when I went to South Africa, I photographed the family at home, and I think it was important to show the environment where the family live as well.
For sure. And now, Tanya, I imagine it's quite a rewarding process connecting with artists like Hilda and watching art kind of fulfill its function and provoke and inspire conversation. Do you feel the same way?
Oh, absolutely. I think Hilda's work really does fulfill a function, and we hope to bring about at 220 Creative Space with Hilda's show a consciousness awakening, and hopefully the stories that Hilda's created really impart upon people, and consciously, hopefully it pushes back on them and they can be quite empathetic towards the work and also towards what really is going on and what really does happen. And hopefully it changes people's thoughts.
And lastly, where and when can Sydneysiders view the exhibit?
So Sydneysiders can view Hilda's show called Skin at 220 William Street in Woolloomooloo in Level 1. But this Saturday, we've actually got Hilda's Artist Talk, and she's got some amazing friends from South Africa that'll be coming to speak about their childhood journeys and also sing as well. So that starts at 2:30 this Saturday at 220 Creative Space in Woolloomooloo. And also you can go to our website to see that. So, yeah, and our hours are 1 to 4, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Perfect. Well, it sounds like a powerful exhibit. I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
And thank you for both your time on the show today.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
No worries.